The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Experience lightning fast speeds and Sky's best ever Wi-Fi all around your home.
But I want to talk to Emma Brady. Good morning, Emma.
Hello, Ryan. How are you?
How's it all going over there?
Good now, great.
What's your day job?
I'm a guard in Storefleet.
And how's that working out for you?
Great, yeah.
Are you a guard or a community guard?
I'm a guard, a community guard.
What's the difference?
What's
the difference, Emma, between a community guard and somebody who's not a community guard?
To be honest, I don't really think there's too much difference. You know, we're always out there and we're always available. So.
And do you love your job?
I do.
Has it been, like, did you find COVID-wise, I mean, we're not on to talk about your job now necessarily, but I would like to ask you, did you find COVID-wise things were quiet or just a different class of busy?
A different type of busy would be probably the best description to describe it as, yeah. Now, in terms of people and tourists and visitors to the city centre, it would have been quiet in that respect.
Yeah.
But a different type of busy, yeah, is probably the best way of putting it.
And where did you find yourself gravitating towards in terms of busyness?
Still around the direct city centre, so still around O'Connell Street, Henry Street, Mary Street.
Okay.
That's where I be mostly, but all over really.
All over. And what sort of problems did you confront that might have been a bit different to the usual?
Probably similar to now, large gatherings and, you know, people out and about and people trying to do the right thing, but still, you know, outside of distances and stuff like that. And, you know, some people without even realising, and then others just being difficult.
Just being the maggot, And that'll happen, pandemic or no pandemic.
Let me
ask you, do you like fishing? Or are you a fishing woman? Or are you
Fishing.
Have you ever tried fishing before?
I tried it once, and I didn't have the patience for it, to be honest. Sitting there. Now, look, don't get me wrong. I know people love it and they really enjoy it, but I just couldn't sit and wait for the little bell to ding.
Where did you try fishing?
Oh, I tried it in my local area here. Yeah. I tried it with my dad and tried it with friends and just, no.
Wasn't for you. Okay, I understand that. I think you hit a point in your life when all you want to do is fish, I think, in some ways, because it's just so peaceful. But you just want to keep going. I totally understand that. And yet, here we are talking about fishing of a sort.
Yes.
Which is what?
Of a sort. Magnet fishing.
Magnet fishing.
Magnet fishing. Not to be misheard as maggot fishing. Magnet.
Yeah, exactly. So does this involve a rod?
No, it doesn't involve a rod. It's a rope.
Okay, you describe for me exactly what you're talking about here.
So I have a very heavy duty with a massive pulling power magnet attached to a carabiner clip, which similar for hiking or, you know, rock climbing, attached to a heavy-duty rope. And I throw the magnet out as far as I can into an area of water, so a river or a canal or a lake or whatever.
Yeah.
And I just pull it back. And whatever's in there, it's in the water, attaches to the heavy-duty magnet, and I pull it back and take it out of the water.
And is that a hobby or is that part of your community service? I mean, what?
It's a hobby. It's a hobby.
It's a hobby.
It's a hobby. Yeah, yeah. No, I don't do it very often. Since restrictions have lifted and stuff, and I'm back playing football and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't do it as much. It was kind of a day filler. A friend of mine got me into it at the start of the first lockdown, last year. And he does it quite a bit, and I got into it through him.
So, for example, where would you go mostly? Are you talking about the canal in Dublin or the Royal Canal and that sort of thing?
The canal, yes. The canal is one of my favourite spots.
And typically, Emma, what are you pulling out of the canal with your fishing magnet?
Knives, forks, cutlery, random bits, bits of scrap metal, gates, trolleys, and most recently there, the last time we were down, we pulled out a motorbike, a large motorbike.
Okay, now, I've never met you, I don't know if you're somebody of immense strength, but how do you pull a motorbike out with a rope and a magnet?
It was actually very difficult. Myself, my friend who got me into it, and two of his friends who were big into magnet fishing, we met up one morning and we the we kind of go with the tides. So when the tide is out, you can kind of see a little bit better what's in the water, and we could see the motorbike, and we said, look, we'll give that a go. So we had a couple of magnets each, and we'd have hooks, very strong hooks, mm-hmm. on our ropes, and we started to pull it up. Now, the water obviously helps, because whatever is heavy will become buoyant in the water, so you can move it to a certain point. But when it gets a little more difficult, then there's a bit more pulling power, and the motorbike was very heavy. It was a big Suzuki, a huge big bike, but we managed to get ropes hooked onto different areas around the bike, magnets, and we had a tyre and part of like a rope for securing items into a big trolley. We had a piece of that material, so we hooked it under the mudguard at the back.
And we had ropes of your car.
Of the motorbike.
Of the motorbike,
still
sorry.
In the canal, yeah. And we hooked it up, and we ended up having to bring a car up around and pull it out. It was actually just down at the Luke Kelly statue.
Yeah.
Just on Gill Street.
Brilliant.
And we managed to pull it up anyway. And I was able to check the motorbike just out of curiosity, just to see...
the reg plate.
There was no reg plate on it at the time. It had been taken off, but I was able to get it checked, and it turns out that the motorbike had actually been stolen.
Really?
It was stolen in September of last year, yeah.
And dumped. And did you, were you able to alert the owner and say good news?
I was. Well, I got on to my colleague who was dealing with it, who was dealing with the stolen bike, the initial incident, and he was able to contact the owner, and the bike was returned to him. Now, I don't know if he was able to go on it because the bike had been submerged for a period of time in the water. But so good news story from a hobby that started out, you know, due to the pandemic.
And as you said, you meant other people who were into it. So it's a bit of a thing, is it? Magnet fishing.
It's a huge thing. It's absolutely huge.
Right.
I haven't come across anybody else now that's, you know, around the canal or the River Liffey, whenever I'm doing it, myself and my friend Richard, I haven't met anybody, but there is evidence of people magnet fishing along the river. You see little bits of rust or, you know, little screws or bits left along, and you'd know that that's the person cleaning off the magnet to throw it back in again. But it's huge in Northern Ireland.
Is it?
Huge in Northern Ireland. There's a Facebook group, and I know I'm not great on Facebook.
Sure.
Don't really use it, but I know Richard has a huge following as well on his Instagram, my own Instagram. But it's huge in Northern Ireland, and only recently it was on the news there. A group in Limerick, they pulled out a sword.
Yeah.
And it's gone back to like, what was it, the early 1900s or late 1800s, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And they brought it to a museum.
Isn't that brilliant?
So
it's like the metal detectors.
Yeah,
might find the Ardagh chalice or something like that. And then
you never know. That's what my dad's hoping for.
Is it? Is he saying?
I might find some chalice or something.
You said you found knives and forks. Anything else of interest? Anything peculiar?
Anything else of interest? I found all reg plates and stuff from old cars. You know, the reg plates with the black writing?
Yeah, old school, yeah.
I've found just random bits and pieces, you know, knives, forks. Some laptops, mobile phones.
Really?
I found a mobile phone there out at the back of Campbell's garage there, at the back of Cabra.
Yeah.
It was a pink iPhone. Picked it out and like that, brought it into work and tried to put it through the computer to see could I find an owner. But I don't think the girl reported it or whatever. But
it's amazing that you're combining your job as a guard with your hobby, which is, you know, magnet fishing, let's face it.
Yeah.
And beyond. So you've mentioned Richie a couple of times, your pal who got you into it. How does a conversation begin with two people about magnet fishing? You know, how did that work out?
I know Richard through work
in
town, and we'll be chatting to him, and he said that, God, he said somebody, one of his friends got him involved in it. And I can't for the life of me remember his friend's name, but he got involved through his friend, and Richard then told me, and I was like, God, that's a great, you know, day out,
because
you're outdoors, you're you know, you're by water, and you're not sitting waiting for the bell to ring for the, now look, I don't know anything about fishing.
No, I know what you're saying, but yeah.
you know, you're throwing it out, you're pulling it back slowly, and the magnet is massive power. So if there's anything within 3 or 4 centimetres of the magnet as it's coming back, the pulling force is going to pull whatever metal object is near it, and it's going to attach to it.
There's a brilliant photo from Totally Dublin by Tom Marr of the bike being pulled out. I'm just looking at it here of the water with your... What class of car is that? And I don't know cars well enough.
That's Kayleigh's car. I think that was a Kia. I think
brilliant.
It was a Sportage.
And it looks like a great operation. And
yeah.
It must have been... It's like, that's like landing a massive salmon. You know, I mean, if you're a fisher person, you know. That's,
oh, unbelievable.
This is your salmon, you know.
Yeah, unbelievable.
A bike, it's big, and you've got to play it and get it out of the water and onto dry land. And you get a great kick out of that, Emma.
Yeah, absolutely. Once you see something and you have a hold on it, and it's coming, and then if the magnet lets go or it comes off or the rope snaps, it just makes you more determined to get it.
This
because
is,
you nearly had it.
You're describing,
and you want it.
You're describing fishing, like for, as I say, a trout or whatever. You hope it's going to stay on the fly or whatever it might be, and if it goes, you're gone, you're goosed.
Yeah,
and,
okay. You're gone after it again.
Yeah, exactly. But because it's magnet fishing, you don't have to be that patient because you can just keep going and you seem to be more physically on the move than you would be if you were regularly fishing. Somebody's saying Bondi Treasure Hunter is great magnet fishing. You know of that, do you?
Yeah, he's huge. He goes all over the world, and he started out with just a magnet, you know, and then he just developed it and bigger magnets, and then he went on to, you know, wetsuits where he's actually getting into the water and he's going underwater, and he's huge on social media, YouTube, everything.
You're also doing quite a service to the environment, let's face it, if you're pulling everything, all the stuff out of the canal and so on.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, look, when you look at bikes and, you know, scooters and wheelbarrows. I think there's a wheelbarrow there in one of the pictures.
Yeah.
Go-karts and stuff. Like, they're not supposed to be submerged in water with wildlife. You know, fish, frogs, everything. They're supposed to be on the road for cycling around. But sure, obviously people don't want them anymore. And rather than put them out for the bin men or, you know, bring them to the dump, they just throw them into the water.
Yeah.
And, like, the motorcycle was underwater and it was leaking out fuel and oil and all sorts. You know, that's not good for the environment either. So it's definitely better out than in.
Better out than in. You're so right. Emma,
you know,
I love what you do. It's great fun. And thank you for talking to us this morning.
Thanks very much, Ryan.
And
thank you.
Keep it up and good luck with it with
thanks
you and
million.
Richard and the gang. And so if people see you there with the ropes by the canal in a given day, they'll know it's you.
Yeah, thanks very much, Ryan.
Lovely
happy
talking to you.
Your mum for the weekend.
You're very nice to say so. She'd be glad to hear it. See you, Emma.
Thank you.
Nice
bye,
talking
bye,
to
bye.
You. Emma Brady joining us about... I had never heard of magnet fishing, but if you see the pictures, as I say, on Totally Dublin and other places, you'll see that they're pulling out bikes, shopping trolleys, and things that God knows what they're doing there in the first place. But you'll see it, and as I say, ecologically, it's a very sound way to pass some time. Let's face it; it's 9:45.